AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Islamic State Group's takeover of the provincial capital of Ramadi prompted criticism from Defense Secretary Ash Carter, raising new questions about the Obama administration's strategy to defeat the extremist group. Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry says experts have told him that more could have been done to keep the Islamic State from taking Ramadi.
Some of our military folks believe, however, if we'd had some advisors on the ground, we could have called in effective airstrikes, that it would at least made the battle for Ramadi more competitive.
He appeared on ABC's This Week. On CBS's Face the Nation, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says boots on the ground is not the answer in Iraq.
I think sending in our own troops is not the answer either. We can't fight this fight for the Iraqis.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has been sentenced to 8 months in prison for unlawfully accepting money from an American supporter.
This really culminates a long and drawn-out legal process that Olmert's been going through since he was forced out of office in 2009. He was convicted in March in a retrial of accepting money from a donor.
AP correspondent Aaron Heller in Jerusalem. The couple missing for 2 weeks has been found in a remote part of San Diego County. Authorities say 79-year-old Ceason Knutson was dead. His wife, 89-year-old Diana Bedwell, survived. She's severely hydrated after surviving on just rainwater and some food. Tornadoes and flooding have caused damage in Oklahoma and Texas, forcing at least 2,000 Texans from their homes. In San Marco, Emergency Management Coordinator Kenneth Bell says the Blanco River is at its highest flood level in decades.
The flow and height is double what it was in the highest ever recorded in 1929.
Sound courtesy KSAT, among the worst affected communities are two along that river, Wimberley and San Marcos. This is AP Radio News. The drought that's gripping California is also reshaping the landscaping business. Some companies are booming as they learn new skills and develop specialties in drought-tolerant gardening, including installing artificial turf where dry grass used to be. In Goleta, California, Coast Guard Captain Charlene Downey says an aerial assessment has revealed a new oil slick from the oil spill.
A black-brown oil slick with associated rainbow and silver sheen was observed approximately 2 miles off El Capitan, 3 miles long by 50 meters wide.
A sea lion has died after its rescue from the oil spill at Refugio State Beach, but two other animals are still being treated at SeaWorld San Diego. NBA playoffs, Cleveland beat Atlanta in overtime 114-111 for a 3-0 lead in their series. The Tampa Bay Lightning shut out New York 2-0 on Sunday. They'll have a 3-2 lead when they host the Rangers in Game 6. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.